daf was Pesachim daf Kuf Beis. So yesterday, Rabbi Yochanan held that there's no requirement to make a new bracha even with the Shinui Makom. A person says Kiddush and Shul. Rabbi Yochanan's shita was that when he goes home, he's not going to have to say a new bar per gafin. So already yesterday's daf, we had a tziyufta on Rabbi Yochanan and the Ferish of Brisa against him. So the Gemara wants to say maybe there's another Brisa that's against him, because the Brisa is a mashmos in the Brisa. It implies, doesn't say explicitly, that if a person eats foods that don't require bracha achrona b'mkoma and eats pari nefashos type of foods, then all the Tanayim would agree, the Rabban, Rabbi Yehuda, everyone would agree that you do have to say a new bracha when you're Mishana Makom. So that seems to be another tiyufta against Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Braisa implies no such thing. The Braisa records a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan about foods that are tu'una bracha achrein b'mekoman, but the same machlokas would apply about foods that are ena tu'una bracha achrein b'mekoman. And therefore, says Rabbi Yochanan, I have no problem, because Rabbi Yehuda the Brisa was only trying to highlight that Rabbi Yehuda would still say that if you don't leave anybody behind, a new bracha has to be said. But if the food were something that did not require bracha achrona b'mekoman, the same achlokas tanam would apply. Tanakama would not require a new bracha, and I pass him like the Tanakama. So he says he has no problem with that Brisa. I think there's a tiny kavasa of chisa. We have a Brisa that supports Rav Chisa shita that it all depends on whether the type of food that you ate was something that was tuna bracha achrona b'mekoman or not. And then the Gemara gets into the sugya of enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. The way it gets into that sugya is by quoting a brisa of b'nei chaburah shei mesubin v'kideish alein hayom. People are sitting and having a meal on Erev Shabbos, and then all of a sudden they look outside. It's dark. Shabbos began already. So Rabbi Yehuda says right away, stop, say kiddush on a cup of wine, and then bench on a second cup of wine. Rabbi Yossi says, no, continue your meal, and once you finish the meal, then you bench with the first cup of wine, and you say kiddush with the second cup of wine. So frek the Gemara, but why two cups of wine? Nimrinu l'travayu echadukasa. Why don't you say it all on a single cup of wine? So the Gemara says, enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. You can't say two different mitzvahs of benching and kiddush, or benching and avdallah on the same cup of wine. That's enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So the Gemara says three questions on that. First of all, Tanya Nichnas the Beis on Motzei Shabbos, we have a brisa that if a guy comes home on Motzei Shabbos and he only has one kos, so what does he do? He eats and then manicha la'achar hamazon, leaves that kos for after he finishes eating, and he says the birchas hamazon and the havdalah on that same kos. So apparently we're not worried about enos mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So Gemara says, no, in lo shayni. That's because he has no other option. He only has one kos, so that's not a raya. Second raya, v'yom tov shechalios achar Shabbos. So Gemara says when yom tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, where obviously you have plenty of wine, because Yom Tov is just beginning, so you must have a lot of wine around. So don't tell me it's Ein Lo. You obviously have a lot of wine. And we still say Yayin Kiddush Ner Avdala. Then we say Yayin followed by Kiddush and Ner and Avdala. So Kiddush and Avdala are on the same cup of wine. What happened to Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? So Gemara says, who says it's talking about the beginning of Yom Tov where you have a lot of wine? Maybe it's Shvi Shal Pesach. So you're almost all out with all the Dalai Kos and everything. So you're almost all out of wine by Shvi Shal Pesach. So that's why you only had one cup of wine in that case also. Final Kashrut Gemara says, "V'yom Tov Rishon de Islay." That on the first night of Yom Tov, people certainly still have wine, but Abaye and Rava agree that Kiddush and Avdallah, along with many other brachos, are still said over a single cup of wine. And they only disagree about what seder to put the brachos in. But everyone says Kiddush and Avdallah on the same cup of wine. What happened to Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? So that's what the daf concluded. El Avdallah v'Kiddush. That's not two separate mitzvahs. Havdalah and Kiddush is one and the same. That's why we pointed out the Shitas Rambam, that they're both daraisa from the Pasuk Zachar Yom HaShabbos Zekacho. They bookmark Shabbos, and therefore it's not a violation of Chavilas Chavilas.